Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information received from the Australian Government's Department of Meteorology in Sydney in New South Wales indicates that solar activity continues to be somewhat low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 78, that's 7.8, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 17, and those figures are not expected to change significantly in the days ahead. So we can expect to continue with rather poor reception over long distances, over darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 12 megahertz. We're now currently still in the plateau of sunspot cycle 24, and the new cycle 25 is not expected to begin until about 12 months from now. First, we have some monitoring notes made here in Melbourne. This time we look at the 31 metre band, that's the 9 megahertz band. In our morning period, this is between 2200 and 2230, with quite good reception from all continents. 9320, the Voice of America from Senang in Cambodian. 9370, Radio Free Asia from the Kuwait transmitting station in Tibetan. 9405, the Far East Broadcasting Company from Manila, Philippines. Signing on at 2225 with its identification signal, then continuing in Chinese at 2230. 9410, China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting site in China with Portuguese. And 9420, the Voice of Greece with Greek language programming. Another frequency for China Radio International is 9430 from Urumqi with programs in French. And 9450, Radio Taiwan International, broadcasting in Chinese. 9500, China National Radio Network 1, quite good reception in Chinese. And Network 2, that's China National Radio Network 2, on 9515. And also 9820. 9565, Radio Marti, the USA station in Greenville, in America, broadcasting in Spanish to the Central American area. And 9535, China Radio International from Xi'an with its morning service in Japanese to Asia. 9600, the Vatican Radio, this time broadcasting via the Asian relay at Tanang in the Philippines. That's a reciprocal relay between the IBB and the Vatican Radio, and that's the morning program in Chinese. And 9610, China National Radio Network 8. That's the network for minority language services, and it's in Mongolian. And 9635, the Voice of Vietnam with its broadcast in Asian languages or Vietnamese dialects. That's the morning program. 9640, another frequency for China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting site in Spanish. And 9665, China National Radio Network 5, one of the Chinese language networks in Chinese. And we'll come back to our monitoring notes in just a moment. Now we have some shortwave station news provided by our European monitors at the SWLDX Bulgaria News Group in Sofia. Their signal of Transworld Radio, Guam, noted on 9975 between 1430 and 1500 to Southern Asia in English, that's Mondays to Saturdays, transmitter is 200 kilowatts. The antenna azimuth is 285 degrees. Radio Sultana of Oman, heard on 15140, 1400 to 1500 in English to Western Europe, and 1500 onwards in Arabic to Western Europe. Transmitter, 100 kilowatts, the antenna azimuth, 315 degrees. And the Far East Broadcasting Company, the Philippines, noted in Eastern Europe on 11650, between 1500 and 1600, to Central Asia in Russian. Transmitter power, 100 kilowatts, and the antenna, 323 degrees. Taiwan, FEBA, Far East Broadcasting Association radio, by the relay station at Trincomalee in Sri Lanka, 9775, 1415 to 1428 to Southern Asia, broadcasting in English on Mondays only. Transmitter power 125 kilowatts, 125, and the antenna 345 degrees. And Radio Japan, NHK World, broadcasting via the Dabaya relay station in the UAE, noted in Europe, on 11775 between 1515 and 1600 in Urdu to Southern Asia, transmitter 250 kilowatts, 250, antenna 060. And Radio Rens in Carman Radio, or Radio Rainbow as it's known in English, via the Gregoria Pole transmitter in Europe, 7575 between 1600 and 1630 in Persian to Western Asia, Mondays to Fridays, transmitter 500 kilowatts and the antenna 116 degrees. Well, over a few notes from our monitors in Europe at the SWLBX Bulgaria newsletter. So good reception in Europe from Asian transmitters. Now we return to our monitoring notes from Melbourne. 31 metre band between 2200 and 2230. 9675 China Radio International from Beijing in Chinese. And also in Portuguese from Kashi on 9685. 9720, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Indonesian, from signing on at 2220. And 9735, Radio Taiwan International, morning program to Asia in Japanese. Two frequencies for Radio Romania International, 9760 in English and 9790 also in English, broadcasting to Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. And 9830, the voice of Turkey with its English language programs. And closer to home, 9835, Radio Television Malaysia, broadcasting from Kajang with the relay of a national or domestic service, domestic FM service. 9845, the voice of America from Tanang in Chinese. And 9880, China Radio International, one of the few transmitting stations on shortwave still using Esperanto, noted from the Kashi relay station. And 9900, Radio Taiwan International, with its programs in Chinese. So quite good reception in our morning period here in Melbourne on the 31 metre band between 2200 and 2230 if you're listening to this program or podcast, and you're in the Southeast Asia or Southeastern Australian region, those conditions on 31 metres will continue in the immediate future. We return now to some more reception notes from Eastern Europe, again provided by the DX Mix News Service, which originates from Sofia. The Lutheran World Federation, also known as the Voice of the Gospel, by the Issedun relay station in France, observed on 15315
between 1830 and 1858 in African languages to Western Central Africa. 500 kilowatts, antenna 180 degrees. And Radio Japan NHK World via the Issoudun relay station in France, 11945 between 1700 and 1900 to Southern Africa in Japanese. The antenna there is 155 degrees, transmitter power 500 kilowatts, and in parallel from the Nauen relay station in Germany to Western Asia on 15445. So two relay stations simultaneously broadcasting between 1700 and 1900 from NHK World Radio to Southern Africa and Western Asia. And other frequencies, the Italian Broadcasting Corporation, IBC Radio, noted between 1300 and 1400 on 6070 to Central Europe on Saturdays in Italian, the non-directional service with 25 watts, very low power. And frequency for Radio Japan NHK World relay station there, Issoudun in France on 6105, 0500 to 0504 in English to Central America, and 0500 to 0530 on 5975 from Moosbrunn in Austria to Western Europe in English, and 11970, also 0500 to 0530 from Issoudun in France, English to Southern Africa. That latter frequency is 500 kilowatts. And the transmitter antenna azimuth is 155 degrees. And the mobile voice broadcasting station, a religious station broadcasting via now and in Germany, noted in Eastern Europe on 5945 between 0700 and 0730. That's the morning service to Europe in English on Sundays. Transmitter power of 100 kilowatts and the antenna 260 degrees. We thank our friends at the DX Mix New Service in Sofia, Bulgaria, for those notes and observations.
All the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.